This Moabite woman who doesn't even belong in the temple of God when it's going to be built in a short time, this woman is demanding from a Jewish man that he obey God. And then it says, Boaz took the corner of his robe and spread it over Ruth. Now, besides being awe, what did that mean? I will protect you because I'm going to obey God. Tell me, women, if your husband had known this, tell me that wouldn't have been a romantic way to propose. I'm going to obey God as your husband. Isn't that cool? Then they get married and then they fall in love. It's an obedience story built around the tassel. Anyway. Continuing on, as time went on, Jews more and more and more used that symbolism of the tassel. And then we come to the last prophet. The last prophet in our Bible, at least, it isn't the last one the way the Hebrews arranged the Bible. Malachi writes, when the Son of Righteousness comes, which Jews understood to be the Messiah, I think Christians do too, but Jews did for sure, he will have healing in its Kanaf, very good. It's corners. So they began to say the Messiah will obey God. And because he obeys God, God will entrust him with the power to heal. There was a woman who had been bleeding for 18 years. Nobody could help her. In fact, to show you the individuality of the authors of the New Testament, one gospel mentioned she'd spent everything she had on doctors. Luke, the doctor, doesn't mention that detail. She couldn't get any healing. She heard Jesus could be in town, so she thought to herself, if I could just touch, and your NIV, I believe, I don't remember, I looked at several versions this week, but I believe the NIV says, if I could just touch the edge of his robe. Now, the word edge is crespedon. But if you look at the Greek Old Testament, which was around in Jesus' day, called the Septuagint, kraspedon is the word they use to translate kanaf. If I could just touch his corner. Now, what does that tell you about that woman? She believed that Jesus was Messiah. But what else does it tell you about the woman? She knew the text. What if she'd have come crawling up there and grabbed his belt loop? Seriously. She knew the text. What does it tell you about Jesus? He knew the text. And what else? He wore tassels, people. He wore tassels. How many pieces of art have you ever seen with Jesus with the tassels? Do you realize that if he's not wearing tassels, he's portrayed as a sinner? Because God said, wear tassels. He wore tassels. He criticizes the Pharisees for making theirs extra long, maybe because they wanted to be thought of as the Son of Righteousness. I don't know. He wore tassels. Because he wanted to obey God. Now listen to me, with all my heart, I'm so convicted at my own sin of being a hearer of the word and not a doer. If Jesus, the Son of God, the perfect man, who came here for the sins of the world, in whose spirit, even before creation, the whole plan of salvation was laid out. If he is so committed to the word that even a tiny little, almost unimportant commandment, to our point of view at least, to wear tassels, he keeps, what about me? Do I have that level of commitment to the text? And we get real sloppy with it, as if somehow in Christ, the text doesn't matter. I really think that's one of the weaknesses of the Christian community around the Western world, at least, is our willingness to put up with a lot of behavior that at least is shaky when it comes, now that's preaching maybe, but I feel that so much in my own experience.